Welcome back to the Limitless Podcast. I'm Alex, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about getting restarted, how to jump back on the habit bandwagon after you fall off, and the fear I have around asking for money, which is kind of important when you're building a business for yourself. You'll be glad to know I'm generally feeling a lot better than last time I did a personal episode, but I've been all sorts of busy with my daughter's birthday and a new pet in the house and other things, so my usual routine has been thrown into disarray. However, this is what life is, right? It's rarely, if ever, perfect, and we have to learn to cope with what comes and not have our desires and our passions halted because of it. Okay, let's dive into today's episode. So, the theme for my Limitless community last month was starting. And this week, I really feel like I am restarting something, my morning routine, which was completely thrown off by a busy weekend and then my daughter's birthday and a few late nights thrown into the mix. Normally, my time in the morning is sacred. It's when I have some quiet time to do some yoga and my physiotherapy exercises, and I get to focus on writing, recording, and editing this podcast and engage with people in my community. However, due to a few late nights, I've been struggling to get up in the morning, and my daughter has got a new pet budgie in the house. She's really sweet. She's called Coral. And so she's been waking up earlier than normal to talk to her and feed her, and has inadvertently cut into my morning time as well. Whatever good habit it is you've created, whether it's a morning routine or healthy eating choices, date night with your partner once a week, or a good bedtime routine with your kids, at some point there's a good chance life will throw a curveball and the habit will slip. It might even be something you choose, like a weekend away or a holiday. If your good habit has felt like a challenge to create, it can be really disheartening at this point. However, here's a little neuroscience for you to reassure you that you're not back to square one. Over the years, we form habits, good and bad, which feel natural and automatic due to our brain creating really strong pathways. For instance, if you get into the routine of staying up really late watching Netflix, your brain will slip into a habit of doing this unconsciously because of the instant gratification it receives from the entertainment of the story of whatever you're watching. Even if you end up feeling grotty and tired the next day, the habit sticks. Once you find a compelling reason to break this habit, and by the way, feeling like you should, in air quotes, go to bed earlier is not a compelling reason. You need to have something that your brain actually wants to go to bed for. You get yourself into a new habit of switching off the screen at 9 p.m. and getting yourself to bed. Every time you do this, you're forming a new set of pathways for your brain to follow. And over time, these pathways become strong enough to become habit too. It becomes something that feels unnatural not to do. However, the old pathway is still there, the one that remembers the good feelings of smashing through that series and getting to the end of the story to find out the conclusion. When you decide to have a Friday night of crisps and rum and Netflix, my personal combo, your brain can easily rustle up this old memory and it can feel compelling all over again, and suddenly you feel like you've lost your good habit. Well, the good news is it is not lost. Your neural pathway of turning off Netflix at 9 p.m. and going to bed and getting up early and doing morning yoga is still there. The good feelings that that routine brings can be just as compelling as the good feelings of staying up late. We're not broken or lost. We just need to remember. I've found in the past that this feeling of failure or loss of a good habit, the emotions that brings, can make you feel so hopeless you just give up. You think you have to start all over again, or that you'll never make it. But you don't. Every time you slip off that wagon, you just need to step back on. The pathway is still there, ready. It doesn't disappear overnight. So, that is what I did this week. After a run of completely missing my morning time and not being able to fit things into my days, I went to bed at 9:30pm on Tuesday, woke up at 6:30, did my physio exercises and 20 minutes of yoga, and wrote a podcast episode. I'm back on track already. I can feel it. My neural pathway has been reignited. So, what's going on with my business stuff then? Well, the podcast is going well. I've had some lovely feedback about last week's episode with Phoebe, which was a right giggle. It takes up a lot of time, this podcast, so I've had to set myself up with a weekly routine so I know I can get it all done without stressing out. However, the scary bit for me is what comes next. I've got a free podcast and a free community, but at some point I'm actually going to have to ask people for money for my other services, my coaching and my paid community and some workshops in the future. It's such a scary concept for me, and I can see two things going on here. One is just purely a lack of practice. I've always worked in a job with a monthly wage ever since I was a teenager, so I've never really had to practice that art of selling my services and being solely responsible for bringing in the cash. However, I can also see fear coming into play here, mostly around my value. Am I providing something worth paying for? Why would someone pick me over someone else? What if they pay and I can't deliver what they're expecting? It's such a new and scary place for me. A threshold guardian, as my coach would call it. And one I know I'm going to need to defeat to build my own business. After all, whilst my purpose in building this is to help those who want to change the world, I can only provide that help to the best of my ability if I'm looking after the roof over my own head too. I imagine this is something I will keep coming back to in future episodes because I know it's something I've struggled with in the past. However, for now, I am being brave and having a go at a tried and tested method for coaching, which is to start with a workshop. Having a blueprint to work from is a very good place to start, I think, as this is all so new to me and I've been shown and seen myself how creating a workshop for others to join opens up conversations with potential coaching clients and also helps people in the process. So if someone wants to come to my workshop and they get everything they need from that, then great. Otherwise, they can find out what other support I offer and get to know me a little bit. So I'm announcing it here. The workshop will be all about creating time for what you want to do in your life, whether that's decorating your house or starting a campaign or developing a podcast like me. It will be running from 2 till 4pm UK time on Thursday the 19th of May 2022, and you are all, of course, very welcome to join me if you're listening in. I'll put a link in the description so that you can find out more info. I'm scared and excited and looking forward to it and scared. Did I say I was scared? But that's okay because I know that being scared is just my brain's way of telling me I'm going in the right direction. Well, certainly as long as I'm excited as well. So I'll just keep going and keep having fun and keep creating this podcast because this is mostly not so scary now, and keep inspiring people to do something different with their lives, because doing something different is the only way we can make the seemingly impossible possible. So, next week I have another young guest, although not quite as young as Phoebe, the wonderful and inspiring Aditi Banerjee. She is a spoken word poet and climate activist, and she'll be sharing with us stories of her path to achieving awards, navigating COVID, and her slightly unusual but very interesting educational experience. She is an absolute gem, and I'm really looking forward to sharing our interview with you. Check it out here next week, same place, roughly about the same time. Have a great week, everyone. Keep doing things, even though they scare you, because, well, that's what makes life worth it. You can do it!